This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We've spent the last few months reading and studying the major prophetical books of the Old Testament, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, and Ezekiel. As a change of pace, let's now read and study the book of Acts in the New Testament. After that, we will return to the minor prophets before reading and studying Romans through the rest of the New Testament. We plan to complete this project by the end of the year. My prayer is that this study will prepare all of us to be ready for the challenges and opportunities we will face in the days ahead. Christ's great mission is to seek and to save that which was lost. When one who was lost is saved, he becomes a member of Christ's church. In Acts, you will find out how this process began and continued to progress until representation from all parts of the first century world were a part of the church. You also will discover that Jesus Christ used anyone, man, woman, or young person, who made themselves available to the Holy Spirit for service. You will find that the secret of the success in this dynamic development was that the church took her witness into the world where the lost were to be found. When they hesitated to do this, persecution pushed them out. The church today must rediscover that Jesus Christ is not looking for ability nor inability as much as he is looking for availability. C.E. Autry is right in urging us to give the church a chance to breathe by going outside her walls. I trust this study of Acts will encourage and empower us to reach out to the lost. To receive further encouragement in fulfilling this reading project, go to my website, gettingthemessage.org.